About 30 sixth graders line up outside the colorful mobile lab. When their teacher, Lee Kimball, opens the doors, the students rush in and position themselves in workstations lined up on both sides of the unit's long aisle.
Backs against the counter and wait for instruction.
Kimball does not teach the class, but assists the unit's certified science and agriculture teacher, Amy Gladfelter.
The lesson today is called Magic Milk.
Milk comes from?
Cows.
An easy question, but next, the students have to determine if the cows pictured on stacks of cards in front of them are beef, dairy, or dual-use cows.
I don't know.
So I think this is the cow that produces milk, and same with this one.
Maybe if they're bigger than others, like this one has maybe more meat.
The mobile lab made its debut at county schools in 1998. It was initially funded through a partnership between the school district, county, and state agencies. The school takes care of the annual cost of running it. According to Diane Young, project supervisor, it is the only one of its kind in the state that's free to schools.
The Maryland Agriculture also has a lab that they send out to schools. The schools have to pay for that lab or they have to obtain a grant for it. So there is no charge for the schools for us to come out.
Gladfelter has visited 95% of the county's middle schools. She spends about 2 weeks at each rotating the classes so the students come at least twice to the lab. As part of this visit, the students use dye and various types of milk to determine which has the most fat content. Kimball says these lab classes coincide with the students' regular science lessons.
The pre-lab activity has them looking at the nutrition labels of the various products and comparing not only the fat content but the nutrition values as well.
Gladfelter says Ridgely students did a project earlier that demonstrated the flow of pollution to the Chesapeake Bay. Today, they are making butter to connect them to agricultural products they use at home. They take turns shaking small containers of cream.
It's starting to feel a lot thicker.
Yeah. It's hard. Okay, I think I'm going to have a hand cramp.
Once the butter is ready, it's tasting time.
I like the taste. I don't like the look.
How does it taste?
Good.
Like the butter at home?
Only we eat margarine at home.
Ridgely science teachers say students get more excited about the subject when they are engaged in hands-on projects. Armin Faradagi, Anna Bolin, and Anna Perver Shardazadi agree.
It's kind of fun. I mean, you learn something every day with this.
I think this is really interesting because I've never learned this. We were making like plastic out of corn and glue out of milk.
You never really realize the other things you can do with corn and milk. It's just a new experience.
Young says students not only learn about the diversity of agriculture through the lab, but they connect what they learn in class with the real world.
We're more concerned about what we eat now, learning about organic farming, caring for the environment. I think that's also coming so much to the forefront that makes this lab more relevant than it probably ever was before.
Young says the mobile lab program will expand to visit some elementary schools next year. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Lutherville for 88.1 WYPR.
This is your last time in the lab. So is there any questions you want to ask about any of the activities that you did, anything you did today?